Mexiquense Radio.
La entrevista.
Mexiquense Radio.
Amigos de Mexiquense Radio, hoy estoy ya conectado para platicar con una dupla de artistas sensacional, llenos de expresiones que me parecen muy necesarias en este momento. Y ellos se llaman, a ver, let me start pronouncing correctly the name of this duet. That's not important. It's the most important thing. The name is Savoy. How do you pronounce almost. It?
Savoir Adore.
Savoir Adore. C'est en français?
Yeah. Oh, perfect. Yeah, it's français.
Perfect. All right. Let me start asking you about your reunion. How do you reunite? How do you decide to work together and to start making music together?
Wow. I think in a very, very natural kind of pure way where it was mutual admiration, I suppose. I mean, I used to go to Lauren's shows of her band, I Am Lightyear, and my friends played with her. And so it was around 2014, 2015, where, you know, I think the best collaborations start in that way, you know, when you just really respect and admire someone's work. And then the next step is just, you know, writing something together. And I think for us, once we wrote a couple songs, then we knew we should play more music together. And so it was kind of a nice organic way. The music came first, the friendship came first. And then, you know, we sort of became Savoir Adore at that point, the new version. Yeah.
Lauren?
Yeah, that was the experience for me too. I think I was doing a solo project, and then I started playing in other bands for fun, and then had been collaborating with some people, but I just hadn't clicked with anyone the way that I clicked with Paul when we started working together. So it was just a very like obvious thing of, oh, this feels really good and it's so easy. This is fun. Let's just keep going. So that's what we did, and now here we are.
Growing in Brooklyn, there is a lot of influences. It's a place with a lot of different experiences in music. I mean, the Latino sound, the hip hop, and all this urban sound. But also, are there nice guitars, nice and soft guitars? And when I found the two times that I have the possibility of being in Brooklyn, it has rained. Mm-hmm. Two times, two kinds of, one was a hard, really hard rain. And the other one was a long afternoon rain. And to me, now Brooklyn is a place of nostalgia. Nostalgia. And when I listen to your music, I connect to this point in the world. Maybe this street that connects to the bridge, and being there alone, because I have these visits alone, and this loneliness connects me to your sound. I don't know if you connect with that idea, but I feel a little bit of nostalgia in your sound.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the highest compliment, honestly.
Yeah.
Because for my personal experience, you know, with music, that is feeling moved in that way, feeling really just connecting with something inside yourself that almost feels sad or like melancholic, like it's just real emotion. And so it's real connection. And it just like, to me, that is really significant and important. So the fact that you can, you know, make that connection for yourself with our music is such a compliment.
It's for me, it's easy to connect with this so well done, so perfect done music. It's really easy. Let's talk about your new single, your latest single, Dreamers. Tell me, where does it born? when does it born and how does it born?
Well, dream, you know, the latest, it's interesting because Dreamers is a big song for us. And this was the 10-year anniversary. So we did all these new versions in the fall. So it was really interesting to sort of reapproach the song, you know, after 10 years of perspective of being a band. But that song, you know, especially when we were reimagining to do sort of these new versions, like we wanted to make a, I'm not sure if you listen to the Portuguese version, the Brazilian duo, Avua did a collaboration with us on it where they sing their interpretation, which was really, really fun. But yeah, no, I mean, Dreamers, I think in many ways represents that same thing you were mentioning, which was this kind of, you know, there's a melancholic thoughtfulness, but also like kind of hinging and layering on the sort of layer of magic that we were writing at the time, you know, sort of emotion and nostalgia as a magical quality that you're allowed to sink into, you're allowed to sort of dream about, you know, and it, in many ways it became like, you know, not necessarily a mission statement, but it's very representative of the kind of band we are. So I think that's one of the reasons why that song, you know, it did a lot for us 10 years ago, and it continues to be one of the songs that our fans really connect with.
There is an before and after Savoir, before Dreamers and after Dreamers. Do you feel that?
There definitely was, especially in terms of, I think, the sort of focus of the project and the live show and, you know, outside of that too, the fan base, you know, and we were able to go to Latin America very much because of Dreamers. You know, it became popular down in Brazil and Mexico and other pockets of Central and South America. So it's a huge song. Yeah. It gave us a lot of opportunities to sort of continue the project and dive deeper into it.
When I ask you about these new possibilities in Dreamers, in like a new single, you reach also a new generation, a really young generation of people that are discovering you from these changes, from these mixes. How did you prepare it? I mean, the work with Saint Lucia, we went crazy for Saint Lucia with their latest songs. It's boom. It's like a nuclear bomb, that band. And it's really a nice band. How did you connect with the mixers, with the DJs?
You know, it's different every time. I mean, the great thing with Saint Lucia is that we basically became bands and we became friends at the same time. So I've known Jean for like 12 years now. One of our first, you know, bigger shows in New York, we played with them and we actually played with them for the first time in Europe as well in England. So I've known Jean for a long time and we've collaborated on some songs. I love his work. So for, I think, you know, especially with this next layer, you know, we felt they were perfect as a remixer because to us, you know, their music from 2011, 2012 was so good, you know? So in a way it was a nice, like, it felt very good in the universe to have Jean do the remix of Dreamers 10 years later, you know, and he brought the same kind of, you know, he has a very certain magic to his productions, but yeah. So that one was easy. I mean, often with remixers, we just are fans first. And then all you got to do is just write a message to them and say, hey, you want to remix this? You know, and most of the time people, when you connect with people creatively, everyone wants to collaborate. You know, it's one of the best parts about doing what we do. People want to connect, you know?
You are like the friends that everybody want to have. You are, I want to be your friend. You are going to be here in Mexico for Corona Capital 2022. What are you putting together for this show? What are you going to do on stage?
I think that we are most looking forward to just, like, honestly, the exchange of energy. It's been 2.5 years since we've played a live show mainly because of the pandemic and just the opportunity to just be in that space and, like, communicate in that way is really like what we're excited about and what we're focused on.
This will be your comeback to the live shows.
Yeah.
Wow. It's going to be great.
Yep.
It will be great because what you said, Lauren, the exchange of energy, and also because people are hungry for live shows and for music again. In pandemic, did you know and you feel the same because you were locked down exactly the same like us, and we've been saved by music, by art, by these movies, these books, and now we need to live again this music in concert, and it will be great to do it with you. This 20, when do you play? 21st or 22nd of May?
21st.
Okay. Yeah, the Saturday.
21st. It will be great to see you here in Mexico. And at last, let me ask you about the Mexican fan base. Paul, tell us before about these people that loves you and are fans. Have you contact with a Mexican audience through your social media?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, you know, we are always trying to get back to Mexico because we've had some of our best shows ever there. We played, you know, I actually have this photo from our show in Mexico City with Lauren. Lauren has her hand up with her microphone and the entire audience is singing along. And it I remember it as like still like we've been a band now for 12 years. Like, it's one of the handful of moments where I felt happiest on stage, and I'll never forget that, you know? And so we think about that all the time. And so for us, it's like, we just can't wait to come back and have that same energy again, because, you know, the Mexican fans have been incredible. And yeah, I mean, honestly, they've just been some of the best shows we've ever played.
Wow. In Spanish, the expression is la piel chinita. When you feel it's thrilling, man, when your skin,
goosebumps.
Yeah.
Love that.
Goosebumps. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's la piel chinita in Mexico. And you tell me and I feel these goosebumps. It's exciting. And at the same time, it will be like a crying, perfect crying time for me. I will be there in the front line to see you in Guadalajara. Amazing. And it will be great.
Amazing. Amazing.
Let me leave you these places, these radio stations, this public radio station as your home. Take it as your home from now. And please come back anytime you want to talk with the Mexican audience. Anytime
you
have
new
music, anytime you have new messages, come back again.
Thank you. We will.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. And at last, please present one of the songs, if you want, one of the mixes from the Dreamers, but the song that you want.
I guess, maybe the, I would say, you know, this is Paul and Lauren here, and we're Savoirador, and here is Saint Lucia's remix of our song Dreamers.
Something that
Mexiquense Radio.
La entrevista.
Mexiquense Radio.